Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. Okay, so big welcome to today's podcast. Finally, a new guest for you. So I'm very excited to have Rachel with me today. Today's episode is going to be called Back Pain Relief, What a Relief. So I'm very happy to be talking to Rachel Botfield today, who is a podcast manager and host of Podcasting 101 with Rachel. So big welcome to you, Rachel.
Hi, thanks for having me on, Bev. It's lovely to be featuring on your podcast.
Yeah, it's lovely. And you're also a mum of two, and you balance your passion of broadcasting with your love of family life, and you love film, and you're a podcast geek. And so I thought it'd be really nice today to sort of kind of, you know, find out a bit about you, your journey, and also a bit about your work. Some people might not even know what a podcast manager is. Some will, because obviously we're listening to a podcast, and people are much more, podcasts have become very popular, haven't they? But before we delve into your journey, what actually is a podcast manager? For those who don't know.
They can vary depending on what kind of things, if you're having a podcast, what things you might want to outsource to somebody else to help you with. So for me, I help my clients in the beginning, so getting their podcast launched with tips about how to record, editing, different podcast hosting platform. So you distribute your podcast to all the different apps, and then into the editing and getting all the episode ready for launch, and all the marketing aspects of it as well to promote your podcast. So producing the different types of posts and media that you can use, like video clips and audio clips and things like that.
Yeah, very good. And for some or many of your clients, you do the whole thing for them and edit the whole thing and just put it all they have to do is record it, and then you do the rest
of the time again,
isn't it? Very good. Yeah, which is brilliant. So onto the Pilates exercise side of things, what was the reason that you started?
So I had wanting to do to get back into doing something to move my body, to make me feel good in my body. Since working in having my own business, and also before that I was working in office for a year or so, just was very sedentary, and I really was feeling, you know, the effects of that. I'm in my 40s now, so I'm not, you know, as young as I used to be. So I've had a few injuries over the years as well, and I just wanted to feel more active. One of my main ones was during lockdown. I was doing Joe Wicks, and I really badly injured my ankle. And obviously, because it was during COVID, I couldn't go to the hospital or anything like that to get it sorted. And then a few years later, I then fell down some stairs when I was not, I was actually skiing, but it wasn't during the ski, it was at the chalet. I burnt my foot because I was carrying a cup of tea at the same time. And then I re-injured my ankle, and I had to have some physio because it kept swelling up a year after. And I mean, even now, I used to do a lot of running. I did do a lot of yoga during lockdown, but that kind of fell by the wayside. But I really notice it now if I overdo it, especially my left ankle. So I really wanted to build up. And I have, because it was the muscle that ran up my calf as well, the physio said. So my hamstrings are exceptionally tight. So I wanted to do something like that. So I was feeling in the evening when my legs would just feel very tight and uncomfortable, especially in bed as well. So I knew I wanted to do something to relieve that. And then I met you, Bev, and then I was like, great, this is what I need.
Yeah. And so we met at WIBN, Women in Business Networking, which is really nice. It's a great way to meet fellow business friends, isn't it? Fellow business women. And so you then tried out a taster class. So what was it like coming along to a taster class for the first time and learning on Zoom? It's obviously different to in person.
Yeah. I'd done a lot of yoga on Zoom, so I was kind of used to learning things on Zoom. But obviously the advantage here was that having you help reposition me to make sure that I was in the correct body position. And also because we discussed the things, you know, that I just said about the problems that I was having, you really tailored it, the exercises, to help me feel good. And that's obviously massive step up from just watching somebody, you know, give a video on YouTube. And I really like the mindfulness aspect of it as well, because I hadn't as much, but now we've been doing mindfulness every week. I've been going since before Christmas. I found it much easier to introduce those breathing exercises back into my day, because we've been doing them once a week, and then trying to do my 6 minutes every day as well. So I really like that aspect. And the journaling as well is something I've been kind of using on and off as a tool. And I really like the cards that you use as well. So I really felt it was a really all-round approach, or holistic approach to, so not just with your body, also helping you with your mind as well. You know, I do have a lot of overthinking thoughts and things like that, but it's really, I have noticed if I reflect from now till when I started, I definitely feel much more relaxed, and using those, it's easy to introduce those techniques when I am feeling stressed as well. So I think having those elements along with the class has been really helpful.
It's really good. I loved hearing that, because you don't always know how much depth that you're helping someone. That's what the goal is, my end, to help at a much more a deeper level than just, it isn't, I mean, Pilates anyway is body and mind, but I like to sprinkle in all the stress to calm tools, and some of them you've touched on already. So what happened with your back? Because you've obviously had some back pain and obviously got some relief from doing the Pilates. So what happened with your back?
I think it was about a month or so ago now. I mean, over the years, I've had some twinges. I think just after lockdown, I used to do body pump classes, and I did have it felt like a elastic band twinged in my back then. And then it seemed to be okay. But recently, I don't know whether it's just being in my 40s now, I felt like I went for a really long walk, and then all of a sudden my back was really, really hurting. And it was, I was in a lot of pain with it. I was lying down, standing up was really painful. So that was great having you there to be able to give me advice on how to, what exercises not to do as well. To take care. Yeah, because I think that if I had been doing either, you know, just a class that was just watching somebody's view without having that input from you, I could have been doing some things that could actually carry on hurting my back and making it worse. Yeah, so it was really useful. You sent me the 15 tips email, I remember, and that was just so helpful.
Yeah you inspired that, actually. Thank you for inspiring that. that then inspired an episode, so I created a PDF for you, and then obviously for my other clients to use, which is 15 tips to reduce back pain to feel good. And then I turned that into an episode on the podcast, inspired by you as well, because obviously there's so much to pack into a one-to-one transformational program with a client or in the classes, that I can't include every single one of those tips. Every class is impossible, and some of them aren't actual, you know, Pilates. So one of the tips I think you found useful was putting lying on your side with your knees bent at bed at night, and then you put your bed pillow between your knees and your feet. So how did you find that?
Yeah, that one especially was really, really helpful. We were saying just before we came on and hit record, like, my back's been much better recently, but I was away at the weekend and I was feeling very achy and everything on Sunday. And when I had a nap, I put the pillow between my legs, and instantly it helped my back and helped my legs just get in a much better position. And when I first used it when you sent me the tips. I think I slept all the way through the night and I didn't move around. And normally I do shuffle around and then wake up with a bit of an achy back sometimes as well. But that one has really significantly helped me sleep much better.
Yeah, that's brilliant, isn't it? So you basically lie on your side, you have your knees bent about a right angle in front of you, and then put your bed pillow between the knees and the feet. And that just gives you lovely support in the pelvis, the low back, the whole sort of, you know, hip back. And yeah, as you say, it's comfy. I do it every day, actually. I like having that support on the side.
It's so simple, and I don't think I've ever heard it before. And there has been times over the years where I have woken up, you know, with a bit of achy backache, and then it's kind of gone throughout the day. But it has, yeah, made a really big difference.
Yeah. So we stripped it right back. So I give clients 6-minute video to practice every day. That's what obviously Rachel mentioned earlier. I obviously, as you said, I told you what not to do, because you've got to strip it right back to the basics, and it's got to be safe, and you've got to know it's safe to move and do those things. And even some physio rehabilitation exercises, you know, they are very good, but then some of them, somebody's not quite ready for them. So then you've got to take that out until somebody's ready for it again. So you really worked, the 6 minutes actually did work well for you. And then we just added in a back strengthener that you found comfortable. Working on extension of your back, which to build back strength and get your sort of back and discs happier. Then we added in a core stability strengthener as well. Did you feel like mentally that it's giving you confidence in your back, knowing that you're doing something really proactive about it yourself?
Yeah, it did. Because I think, I mean, in the past, before I was over 5 years ago, I was working in events and I was very physical then, lots of exercise. But when I did have some kind of, you know, injury like backache or neck ache, I was just like so busy. I just thought, oh, okay, didn't really end up doing much about it. And this time I really felt like I did have the tools to do it. And it made me, rather than just feeling like wallowing that my back was hurting and just taking paracetamol, I was actually doing something to help it, and then knowing that's going to strengthen my back for the future as well, to hopefully prevent something like that, or maybe not as bad as what it was when I initially did it.
Yeah, because it is about preventing, but you've hit the nail on the head there. It is about prevention as well. And getting out of a lot of people, including myself in the past, have been in vicious cycles of going in and out of pain. And quite a lot of it is caused by not doing enough exercise and strengthening. But also it's about doing the right stretches as well, because having a toolbox of back maintenance stretches, because you obviously love the hamstrings, like you've been at class this morning and you've done your hamstring stretch to the band, you love that one.
Oh, it's my favorite. I do love that one. I use the band every day. I add in the hamstring stretch with the band every day. My daughter was very like, oh, what's this? How do I do? What's this band? So she's been showing her how to do it. Oh, but yeah, it's and my spiky balls, they love using those as well. So, but I have to say, they can't take them out of the room, otherwise I won't know where they are.
No, that's really good. And then I've taught you back maintenance stretches. There's certain stretches, obviously, which are really good to, you know, maintain the back. So where's your back at now? From me seeing you at class this morning, I mean, you're doing so much more and you're doing more advanced. Your back might have been stiff, but you're able to move through that and work from a level one to a level three back, you know, back strengthener today. So where is it at now? Because it obviously was painful, and then you kind of worked really well daily on it.
Yeah, it's, as I say, it's a bit achy, has been a bit achy, but I've had a very busy, active weekend. So I know that a lot of the ache today, but it hasn't hurt like it did the other month. I've been able to just do those stretches and it not hurt. And it's just that, just stretching it out, really. So it's so much better.
Yeah. I think that was your strongest class today, actually.
Yeah, I think so. I do feel very good. I always feel really good on a Tuesday morning after we've done our Pilates class. So yeah, it has 100% helped this morning.
yeah, you're doing much harder back strengthens. You're ready for even more. So anyway, to be continued.
Brilliant.
Exactly. So we use affirmations in class. So, and every episode of the podcast, we pick an affirmation card. So this is for you, the listener, and for Rachel. So we're going to have a little chat about the affirmation of the day. So how to use the cards, give them a shuffle. So this is the happy and calm cards. Obviously have the happy kids cards for the younger ones as well. Fan the cards out, step two. Step three, pick a card. Rachel, should we go for that one?
Yeah, go for that one.
Okay. Breathe in, breathe out. Oh, we got patience. I am patient. I easily wait my turn. So if you're listening, you can either think about what it means to you. Another way of picking the cards is you can talk about it. So I'll have a chat now with Rachel about this. And you can also journal for 1 minute. So you can literally write the affirmation down and then sit with your posture. Don't slump like a banana. And then write down whatever comes to you about what it means to you. But we'll talk about it today and you can think about it, what it means to you listening. What does that mean to you today, Rachel? I'm patient.
Patient for me usually means being patient with my kids. It's got easier as they're 12 and almost 14 now. So when they were younger, I always wanted to be work on being more patient with them when I'm tired and things like that. And now I think I try to work on my patience with my teenage boy, who when I tried to engage in a nice chat on the way to school, I just get one word answers. So I tried to find some music or a podcast that we both enjoy and listen to that instead than trying to engage him in a conversation he's clearly too tired or teenage mood to be included in.
they're generally much chattier late as the day goes on.
Yeah, when he comes back from school, he's always chatty. He always comes in and gives me a hug if my husband's picked him up and stuff. So he is much chattier later. So I need to remember that and be patient and think, okay, let's just put a podcast on that we both enjoy listening to.
Yeah, that sounds good. What does it mean to me today? Thanks for sharing that. I'm sure lots of people can relate to that. I think a lot of people laugh actually when they pick this card. Or I've had a client recently, she's got a deck she's using with her husband actually, and they picked this one and they laughed about it because some people are more patient than others, aren't they? But for me, I do get a lot of joy out of seeing people. I love using them myself personally and with my mum, and I love using them obviously in my work with my clients. And then yesterday, it was a real joy. I was teaching a secondary school here in Dorset, 20 of the teachers and support staff in the school, a Stress to Calm workshop. And they all had a card each. And then I set the stopwatch for a minute and they all chatted for 1 minute about one person's card. And then they swapped over and then they all talked about their card. And they were all so chatting and engaged. And one of the feedback from one of the teachers was, I've known this other teacher for over 10 years and that's the best conversation and deepest conversation we've ever had.
That is really nice.
So I was like, oh wow, this is and they want to bring it into kind of a team building way for, there's 100 staff in this school, 1,000 I think students. Mm-hmm. And then those who work in the special educational needs are excited to bring them in for the secondary school children. So that was kind of what it means to me today. Yeah, it's like a little magic moment this week. Right. So, yeah, and how do you find using the affirmations for you in class and with the journaling? You obviously touched on the journaling earlier as well.
Yeah, I really enjoy them. I guess journaling is something that I've always tried to get into. Then I sometimes tend to forget, and other times I would need it more than, you know, sometimes you don't always do it and you pick up the tool at a later time when you think you need it. But I really do enjoy writing, having that thought and writing it down. Like today's one in class was about a happy memory. So I really like that one. My happy memory is where we go on holiday to the south of France to a campsite called Brasilia, and it's by the beach. And we've been going there every year since, like, apart from 1 year because we couldn't go because of COVID, since 2015. And the kids have been like, Lily's 12. So since, you know, she was been like three, and it is my happy place. I absolutely love going there. So it was really lovely to think of that memory today and think hopefully, well, we are going at the end of August. So a couple of months and we'll be back there. So it was really nice to think of that.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, it's a really powerful thing. There is actually research on remembering a happy memory. How it boosts your mental health and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little snippet that we put into our Stress to Calm series.
Because during COVID, I was going through quite a hard time leading up to that. And then when everything happened, like I lost my job as well as other things going on. And when I was doing a lot of mindfulness, I was using the Headspace app. And I did often use that happy memory about Brasilia. It's been my happy memory for a long time. To help me just feel better. And also some of the soundscapes with the waves, I find waves incredibly calming, and that always reminds me of the beach at Brasilia. So that's what I like to think of when I'm when I have like the wave sounds as well, thinking of those.
Yeah, exactly. So this leaves, that is just a beautiful memory. So every episode, we go into a breathing exercise or meditation of some kind. And when I have a guest on, it's inspired by the guest. So Rachel wanted to go to her happy place, the beach, which is usually pretty popular.
Yeah.
We're going to be going now into a 5-minute tense and release beach relaxation for you. So, and then we'll come back afterwards. So you can enjoy this for 5 minutes now, sitting or lying down, however is comfortable for you.
Beach relaxation. Take yourself to your favourite beach, lying down either with your knees bent for more back support or with your legs straight if that's comfortable for you. Have a lie down. Wrap yourself in a warm blanket. Tense and release relaxation, starting off with your feet. As you breathe in, tensing your feet. As you exhale, relax your feet, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Tensing your calf muscles. Isolate your muscles as much as you can, tensing your calf muscles as you breathe in through your nose. As you exhale through your nose, relax your calf muscles, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Tensing your thigh muscles, breathe in. As you exhale through your nose, relax your thigh muscles like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Now tensing your buttock muscles, breathing in as you tense your buttocks, in through your nose. As you exhale, relax your buttocks like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Now tensing your hands, breathing in as you tense your hands, or simply take a breath in. Make a tight fist. As you exhale, relax your hands and whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Now tensing your arms and shoulders, breathing in as you tense your arms and shoulders, inhale. As you exhale, relaxing your arms and shoulders and your whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Breathing in and out through your nose. And now your face, scrunch your face up as you breathe in. As you exhale, relax your face and whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. And now your whole body, tensing your whole body, inhale through your nose, exhale through your nose, and relax like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Taking yourself to your favorite beach or place, breathing in, tensing your whole body, inhale, relaxing as you exhale, like your body's melting into some soft, warm sand on your favorite beach. The temperature is perfect for you. You love hearing the sounds on your beach. You feel so relaxed and at peace. One more, breathing in as you tense, 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 or big breath in through your nose. Exhale through your nose and relax your whole body like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Breathing in and out through your nose now naturally. Breathing naturally. Just inhaling and exhaling naturally, and your tummy is completely relaxed. You can let your tummy rise and fall, gently and naturally breathing in and out through your nose. Keep this natural breathing going. Having a lie down is so beneficial. It's so good for your back and neck, your discs in between each vertebra. It's good for your posture, muscle balance and alignment, relaxation and energy levels. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose as you relax. Either slowly roll onto your side and come up to sitting and have a glass of water, or relax even more, or drift off to sleep.
So welcome back after today's beach relaxation. How do you feel afterwards? Did you join in? Maybe share it with a friend if you feel it can help them. If you fell asleep, don't feel bad if you did fall asleep. I have probably at least 10% of clients who fall asleep in that one. I don't take offense. It just means that you've deeply relaxed and you'll still get, you know, full benefits. Or you might have still been present tensing and relaxing your muscles. Some clients prefer to not tense their muscles. They just prefer to just breathe and release. And that's another way of, it's more body scan style. So thank you, Rachel, for inspiring that one today. So something I thought is really lovely that you shared before we started chatting today, actually, was how you're actually incorporating the desk stretches into your daily life at the desk. So you said earlier that you've been doing things like, so how are you incorporating like neck and shoulder stretches into your day?
I like to, so I sometimes put a timer on for 30 minutes, 45 minutes when I'm working, so I don't get stuck at my desk all day because of editing podcasts a lot. You can get really into it, and sometimes it's been an hour and a half and you just kind of like doing the editing. So I do like to try and do 45 minutes when I'm editing, and then I'll step away. I'll make myself a coffee. I'll do my shoulder rolls and my neck stretches whilst I'm waiting for my coffee. Or I just, step away from my desk and do some there. And they really do help throughout the day, because otherwise I do feel myself kind of hunching over. And I do always try and position myself in my chair so that my shoulders are back and things like that. But yeah, when I'm editing, I tend to like lean forward. So I find those really useful to try and do in like a 5 minute break between tasks and things.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So I hope that's inspired for you for listening, because the idea is to get the most out of something like mindfulness Pilates. You don't want to just go once a week and then forget about it and just like bin all the tools in between. You know, it's valuable, you know, to do that sort of thing. Another one that's really good before an important presentation, important work or presentation or interview, is the power stretching. How do you find the power stretching when you have hands on hips, hands at the side of the neck, arms in the air?
I do like that one.
Stretches.
I have been doing that one before I've done recordings
as well.
But yeah, I do that one in the kitchen as well. I do like that one. But like I said, across my shoulders sometimes they feel tight. So that is that one with the hands behind my head and elbows out really does help release as well, because it releases across the top of the back, doesn't it? So that one, I like doing that one as well.
Yeah.
And it's quite good standing with your hands on your hips, isn't it?
It is. It boosts happiness, confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's empowering and it's very boosting in the confidence. But yeah, obviously it strengthens your mid back, it stretches your chest and shoulders, it improves, you know, in your body, it does, you know, improve your posture and stuff, which is obviously really good. But it's got a lot of extra benefits as well, which is great. So are there any top tips that you'd like to leave our listener with, that, you know, from what you've learned on your journey?
I think just trying to, like you said, like not binning little tips in between the week. And it does get easier, because I wanted, when I started with you, obviously I wanted all the benefits of Pilates, but I also wanted a bit of accountability. So yeah, coming to the classes have really helped accountability. So I have it scheduled on a recurring appointment. It's in my diary between 9 and 10. We start at 9:15. So I have that in my diary. So I always, unless I'm on holiday or I'll be really poorly, I always come to the class. So that has really helped. So having some accountability there, and just doing little bits. And I've been doing it since before Christmas. I think it was November, December time, wasn't it? And then what, we're in June now. It's got easier, like I mentioned earlier, about incorporating those little bits into my daily routine with the shoulder rolls, the hamstring stretches, and the 6 minutes. Those have really just built up over that time. So over the 6 or 7 months I've been doing it now. So if you haven't started already, don't beat yourself up that you're not. I don't think it's about being perfect with everything every day. But once you start building it up on a weekly basis, you'll then find it much easier to work it in. And I promise you, you'll feel so much better once you start doing those things, because I 100% feel so much better than I did before Christmas. And now it's making, so I started with that little step. So now me and the kids have decided we're going to go swimming. So we're incorporating swimming into our weekly routine on a Monday. So that's helped me build that kind of habit and routine into my lifestyle. Because sometimes when you haven't started, it feels like you're never going to have time. I mean, I struggle sometimes going out for a walk, like we've talked about on a separate occasion. But once you've started to build one thing in, then you can just build on that. So starting and having some accountability, and then also being kind to yourself with it all as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom to finish with. I'll be putting all your details in the show notes. Anything else for us to add today? I think that's it for today's episode. But I'd just like to say thank you very much, Rachel, so much for coming on today. And please listen to Rachel's podcast. You just want to say what the name of it is again?
Oh yeah, it's Podcasting 101 with Rachel, and it's a podcast about podcasting for women in business who would like to start a podcast for their business to help support them and reach their lovely audience.
Yeah, exactly. And I also love listening to it, because even if you do already have a podcast as well, there's so many pearls of wisdoms and things you can improve on and learn from listening as well. So definitely take that. Give that a follow, and follow obviously Rachel from the show notes as well. It'd be amazing. Thank you so much for coming today, and lots of love.
Thanks, Bev.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes morning routine on my website. And you can also book your free Pilates taster class at the Zoom Studio, one-to-one Pilates program, and mindfulness Pilates classes and more at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.